Centuries ago, our precursors brought forth into this world a new era conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all human beings are created equal. And yet today, the entire world is engaged in the greatest of all civil wars. It is an economic, political, and social war, testing whether our nations, or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure under the stresses of this. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for all people of Earth to resolve the bands which have coupled them with another, and to assume among the powers of the Earth the separate and equal position to which the laws entitle them, an honest respect tops the opinion of all humankind which requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to unification. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all humans are created equal, that they are endowed with certain inalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted amongst humanity, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute a new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in just form, as to them it shall be seen most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Jurisprudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient cases. Accordingly, all experience has shown that humankind is more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, clearly shows a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of the people of Earth, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their systems of government. The history of the present systems under which we are ruled is a history of repeated injuries and usurpation, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over those people and those nations. You can stand no place on Earth without standing on the great battlefield of this, the greatest of all civil wars. We here highly resolve that this world shall have a new birth of freedom, that this new world government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the Earth. We, the people of the Earth, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish the following charter for the United Earth Confederacy under the supports, practices, and logic of the political and economic system named resolutionism.